Thinking back about the men I worked with in Glasgow shipyards, I realised so many of them were rambling men at heart. But they were trapped in a cycle of needing money to support not only their families, but their drinking habits. I would have been exactly the same if I'd not had my banjo, my dream to becoming a folk singer, and the courage to get out when I did. It was a guy in the shipyards, Willie McInnes, known as Bugsy because of his protruding two front teeth, who gave me the push I needed to get out. Willie took me to the task. One day he said to me, "What are you going to do with yourself? What are you going to do with all this banjo playing?" He was a guitarist himself. I said, "I'm going to quit and join the band and travel." He said, "When are you going to do this?" I said, "When the holidays start." "The summer break was 2 or 3 months away." He said, "No, you're not." I said, "What do you mean, no, I'm not?" He said, "You're putting it off. It's just a dream. If you really felt like that, you would do it now." Well, I didn't do it right then, but what he said haunted me. He carried on, "There's nothing worse than seeing someone who knows they could have got away and didn't do it. It's like they're in jail." When the summer break arrived and I got my holiday pay, I did leave and never went back. It was a leap of faith to follow my dream of becoming a folk singer, and it was also the moment I surrendered fully to the life of a true rambling man.